Chicago, this is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J-Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's home for sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Woo. Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Dion and I are talking about parenting.
Right out of the gate.
Are you old school? How do you handle this? So I was having this deep discussion with a friend of mine, my friend Guff, who you know, yesterday.
Yes.
How you parent. Do you hit? Do you spank? Do you this? Do you that?
I get their attention. That's what I will say.
That's
and
it.
They respond accordingly.
That's
so.
It. So yes. We always get in these deep conversations when Dion's here, but it's Memorial Day weekend.
It is. And for us, it starts today.
Yeah, I'm off after today. After TV tonight, I'm done and get the weekend.
Yeah.
I'm excited. So I'm going up to Wisconsin.
It's awesome.
You have an 8-year-old's birthday party.
Yes, my daughter's birthday is Sunday.
Nice.
Which is always tricky right around Memorial Day because a lot of her friends are not here.
Mm-hmm.
So we're throwing the party tonight at Altitude Trampoline Park in Skokie. And
my hometown.
I love that we can go. This is the dream of parents who I love the home party. I truly do. I love having noise and busyness in my house. Then I love when everybody goes home. But I love having the home party. I really do. But the beauty of having it somewhere is that they take care of everything, right? Like I just have to kind of show up. I bring the cake. They do the pizza, the plates, the drinks. The
and
kids jump,
up.
They clean up, we leave when it's over. It's magical.
It's magic.
So I'm game for that. And then doing that tonight sets her up for like a 4-day birthday celebration.
Yeah.
So naturally she was up in the middle of the night. Mom, I'm so excited about my party. And I was like, darling, it's 3:30. You have to go back to sleep.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure she did. I hope.
Good.
I don't know.
Otherwise you'll have a cranky child.
I'm like, you won't make it to your party right now, my dear.
That's it. So JR, do you have to do anything with the rock and roll world?
I may actually be introducing a band on Saturday night. Still waiting for confirmation. Queensryche is coming to a bar in Wisconsin.
Queen?
No, Queensryche. They are a metal band from the 80s and 90s. Cap, don't even start. You wouldn't know them.
I thought you said Queen.
I did hear. That would be a neat trick, Cap.
Queens what?
I've never heard of them either.
Yeah, okay. Queensryche.
Okay. Well, if you're excited about it, JR.
I'm excited
about
it.
Then I'm happy.
That's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
Go to the Wake and Bakery. Get yourself blasted.
All right, Cap. Really.
He told me he was introducing a band. I thought it meant like introducing a band. Like a new band is coming onto the scene and JR was going to be the first to show them at a concert or put them on a station or something.
The reason I mentioned it, Shay, before you were here, I was mercilessly made fun of for my Tesla intro on this show previously. So I thought I would mention it, you know, just in case anyone had a better idea.
Dude that introduces a car.
He introduced a car.
All right.
There's a band named Tesla.
You know what? That's a fine. Really. That's a fine. That's ridiculous.
I've never heard of
the band Tesla either.
Yeah.
Oh,
see?
Sorry, but I'm not like up on the music kind of girl. I'm just not.
Yeah. Yeah. We're together there. But
you asked. I mean, I'm sorry.
No, we did ask. You're right.
I'm going to go be outdoors. I'm going to enjoy hopefully nice weather. Our ridiculously foolish, like, lost his mind producer is going to sleep in someone's backyard.
Like, it's an annual thing, actually.
This is not a new thing. My dad and I, yeah, every year.
We don't
year.
Pay you enough that you can get a hotel room?
Why would I want to get a hotel room? Let me sell the vision here. I go every year, my dad and I go to the Indy 500 with a couple of his friends. This guy who has the tickets has been going for like 60 years, something ridiculous. And he brought my dad and I into it a few years ago. So now we go every year. And the whole process, if you've never been to the Indy 500, everywhere around the Speedway turns into almost like a music festival. So you pay $30 or whatever it is. You park your car overnight in somebody's lot who sells out their backyard or their side yard. They basically make it a parking lot. And because you're parking overnight, they let you sleep in the yard. So we spend the entire day there. We play cornhole. We do all sorts of stuff. Go get food. There's a great downtown kind of area by the Speedway. You go to a restaurant, go to a bar, be entertained for an evening. You go back, you have a fire, drink around the fire, and then you just sleep in the yard in a sleeping bag. It's not like we're sleeping just on the ground, but if it's nice, you don't need a tent. You just sleep in the yard. It's fine. I don't think it's that bad. Cap looks at me like I'm going and roughing it in the woods or something, or doing something insane.
You're roughing it. Either if you're not sleeping in a bed in a closed home, you are roughing it. Is there a tent involved, like a major tent, or what's involved in the sleeping arrangements?
There's no tent. Unless it rains, then we'll pitch a tent. But it looks like it's going to be clear.
Like under the stars.
Yeah, it's great.
Now, Shay, that sounds worse. So is there a sleeping bag?
It's like the one thing I will say that's kind of awful about it. If you've ever done, there's a sleeping bag. If you've ever done like the music festival thing where you can't sleep at night because the music is so loud and everybody's partying, that's kind of what this is like. It's not like a restful sleep. It's not like you're under the stars doing that. It's like everybody's partying kind of nonstop. It's 6 a.m. They fire cannons, so you wake right up in the morning. It gets a little nuts, and it's like, but it's nonstop party. It's not like roughing it camping.
So how long does it take you to recover from this? Because that sounds like a real, like it could take years off your life.
It not probably does well, take years off
partying
my life.
Partying all weekend.
So where do you shower?
Yeah, you don't. I'm assuming.
Yeah, you don't. You shower Saturday morning. You get there. You hang out all day Saturday. You go to the race, and then you're home Sunday night.
Sounds awful.
For those reasons.
Like the race part, I'd like to see it.
Oh, you have, Cap, I can't believe you haven't.
I haven't.
When Ray and I went a couple years ago, we were embarrassed that we had never been, right? Like, we're so close. It's worth it to go.
Yeah,
you
I
need
would like
to, go.
To see. But to...
But you don't need to... No,
I don't get the whole not showering all weekend thing. That's just not me. My wife is out of town.
Yes.
She's up in Wisconsin. I'm meeting her tonight. So it was just me. She took two of the dogs, and I have Yoshi at the house, and I'll take him tonight. I showered last night when I got back because I had worked out.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not getting into bed without showering again. That was my second of the day. Well, that's normal for me.
I love a two-shower day.
Well, yeah, I'm going to shower before I get back in bed because I'll be home. I sleep in the grass in a sleeping bag. I don't need to shower before I sleep in a sleeping bag in the grass.
What about your wife?
She's not going. She's staying here. I go with my dad. My mom comes here. They hang out, have a nice weekend, and I take the weekend away.
Yeah, the drawing line here is indoor plumbing. You see this?
Yeah.
I'm at somebody's house, JR. They have a bathroom.
Why aren't you sleeping in their house then?
They don't have enough beds. You should see how many people are doing this. The lot that they have fills up. There's like 15, 20 cars. People stay overnight all night. It's not just us.
Okay.
There's a phone charger. There's an outlet out there. It's not tough.
It's a far cry from glamping.
Because it's a party, though, that's what makes it kind of fun. Okay. Everybody there is partying. It's not like...
Everything passes when you're drunk, right?
Exactly. Somebody in Twitch just said sleep in the car. That sounds way worse. Then you can't really control the heat or the battery's going to die. You're uncomfortable in the car chair. That sounds awful.
Well...
Yeah, my father-in-law, love him, Ron.
Yeah.
He lives in Dixon.
Okay, where is that?
Dixon is 2 hours west.
Okay.
That's where my wife is from.
Okay.
She grew up there. And Ron and his buddy Mike. Ron and Mike go on a fishing trip every year downstate. And I happen to say one day, so, because you ain't getting this guy sleeping in, you know, some Spartan accommodations on the ground. I said, where do you guys stay? He goes, oh, we stay at the Blazer. I'm like, never heard of that.
Right.
Chain.
Fine establishment.
Yeah. I'm like, who goes? He said, just me and Mike. We stay at the Blazer, and then we hike a little bit, and we fish. And I'm like, what kind of place is the Blazer? He goes, it's my Blazer.
It's Chevy Blazer.
We call it the Blazer. I'm like,
oh my gosh.
You're 70 some years old, Ron. You sleep in your SUV.
Oh my gosh.
He goes, yeah, we're there for 3 days. I'm like, He's like, you're welcome to join us if you ever want to come. I'm like, are you out of your mind?
They sleep. They call it the blazer. That is so fantastic.
Well, let's talk about JR got in an old hoopty, broken down car and took it to from Carbondale to San Francisco to go see a Cub game. And then I look at the picture and it's the like it looks like it should be on fire, this car.
Oh, it should have been on fire. But this was 1989 and I was 18 years old in college. See? But that's a whole different story. Yes.
But the funny part of the whole deal is, so Sylvie and I were here. By the way, we had a really good time yesterday.
Yes, it was great. Listen.
Thanks. Sylvie and I are talking. Sylvie was in the same car as JR.
So, yeah.
That same car, pre-JR taking it to the playoffs in October. September, when the Cubs had clinched already, they're playing the Cardinals. Sylvie's buddy who owned the car said, hey, let's go to St. Louis and see the Cubs.
Hold on, Dion. I got to show you a picture of the car
Sylvie
because you're going to freak out.
In the same car.
Are you kidding
before
me?
Before JR took it to San Francisco.
What in the world? Seriously? That is outrageous. That is here comes outrageous. JR to show me this picture.
Yeah, I think. Did you post it on social?
No, we didn't
I will. I will.
We got to post it so people could see
it. Oh, my gosh.
Would you let your kid get in that car?
Not in a million years. I'm surprised that car went anywhere.
It broke down in Kansas on the way there.
Of course it did. Of course it did.
Crazy.
That is insane.
Insane.
That's insane.
312-332-3776. Would you sleep in someone's yard?
No.
Me either.
A firm no. That's a real quick no. Yeah. Not on purpose anyway.
Have you camped?
Not on purpose.
Are you a camper?
I have camped. I'm not a camper. No, we discussed this. I'm not a camper.
See, camping's great. Awesome.
My husband and took my son a couple years ago. They went up to Wisconsin. They pitched a tent, they went zip lining, like the whole thing. They had a wonderful time. But middle of the night, it stormed. And I'm getting photos of the radar from Ray, and he's like, pray for us. I mean, it was so bad. My son slept through the whole thing, had a blast, didn't even know what happened. While Ray's like thinking their life is going to end, like the tent's going to go up and over. They'd like my daughter and I to come. We have gracefully declined. So we'll see.
Dion, I actually camped at a music festival once.
Little you.
She, 100%.
I camped in a tent at a music festival once during a tornado. One of the craziest experiences of my entire life.
I would guess so. Was everything okay?
No, absolutely not. No, that time we actually did have to sleep in the car. The tent got knocked down. That was crazy.
I mean, with the wind blowing, you're in the tent, it's raining. Get me out of here. I don't like to walk down the street in the rain, let alone try to sleep that way.
Yeah.
Right? No.
Not good.
No, not good. I have family who love to camp. My sister does it with her family.
Yeah, my wife.
It's a head scratcher. I don't get it.
Probably close to 70 times since Mindy and I have been together.
But in a camper or tent?
Tent.
See, no.
Tent.
No. I would think about it in a camper. I would think about it.
Yeah. They've gone, my wife and kids, 70 times. Your boy is 0 for 70. Boys. I'll take you a lot of cool things. I get to do cool experiences. You can be part of it.
But if it doesn't have indoor plumbing, Cap is not in.
That is 100% correct.
Yeah.
My late mother-in-law was like, why don't you come camping with us? Marty, that's not going to happen.
It's going to be a real quick no for me.
Promise you that. 312-332-3776. It's also the premiere of a movie I cannot wait to see. I haven't been to a theater since the pandemic started.
I'm trying to think. We've gone maybe to one kids movie.
I haven't gone to one.
Two. Not one.
We'll talk about that and Memorial Day coming up. Don't forget also the Crosstown series on the White Sox Radio Network here is brought to you by Wintrust, a proud sponsor of the Wintrust Crosstown series. Wintrust is Chicago's bank member. FDIC. We'll be right back.
Cap. J-Hook.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
So, Lieutenant, where exactly were you?
Well, thank you. Started up on his six when he pulled through the clouds, and then I moved in above him.
Well, if you were directly above him, how could you see him?
Because I was inverted.
No, he was, man. It was a really great move. She was inverted.
You were in a 4G inverted dive with the MiG-28?
Yes, ma'am.
At what range?
No, about 2 meters.
Well, it's actually about 1.5, I think. He was 1.5. I've got a great Polaroid of it. And he's right there. Must be 1.5.
It was a nice picture. He wasn't half.
Thanks. Lieutenant, what were you doing there?
Communicating. Keeping up foreign relations. I was, giving him the bird.
You know, the finger.
Yes, I know the finger, Goose.
I'm sorry. I hate it when it does that. I'm sorry.
That movie comes out this weekend. A buddy of mine got to go to a sneak premiere.
Of Maverick. That's what
Maverick
it's called, right?
I should know.
Okay, and?
He said I went in with zero expectation.
Yeah.
Thinking it'd be so hokey.
Right.
He goes, dude, it's as good as the first one.
Really?
Yeah.
There
are people saying it's maybe the best Tom Cruise action movie yet.
I want to see it.
Yes.
I talked to my husband about it. We have to go see it. The soundtrack from just that song. I had the soundtrack on a cassette tape that somebody had taped for me as a kid. Oh, my gosh. I loved this movie so much.
Turn it up a little, man. So good.
I could sing along. I'm not going to.
Go. Dion and Kenny Loggins. Duet. Let's do it.
I mean, it's iconic.
So good. Anyway, that movie comes out this weekend.
How old is the original, for real? I should know this.
1986, I think, right?
Oof.
That long? And it's still one of those movies.
Yes.
That my wife and I will be sitting on the couch and we'll be watching a game that's a blowout or the game ends and I'll hit the guide.
Yeah.
And I'll just be scrolling through and I'll be like, Top Gun's on it for the 8 millionth time.
Yes.
Like, put it on.
Put it on. Of course.
And all of a sudden, I got to get up at, crack of dawn. And
we're still.
It's 11:45 and we're still watching the end of it.
Of course.
Because it's awesome.
That movie is so good because you laugh, you cry, there's love, there's all of it.
She likes the volleyball scene.
Oh, who doesn't?
Yeah.
Who doesn't? That's like Tom Cruise at his finest.
So I saw an interview with Rick Rossovich, the guy who's like, does the little pose, and he's jacked.
Yeah.
He's like 65 years old now.
I know.
That long gray hair. I'm like,
what's happening?
Dude?
I know.
Yeah.
I started, so when we were saying we were going to talk about this, I started doing this deep dive on the new movie and interviews and stuff like that. And I want to see, like, Val Kilmer's daughter talked about, like, how hard he worked just to be able to participate in any of this. And so I'm interested because he was such a great bad guy in that first movie. Like,
right.
He was so, you hated him, but you were also like invested
shape.
In him.
And then
I know.
Weighed like 300 and some pounds.
Did you guys see the movie, the documentary he made about his life?
No.
It's fascinating. It's on Amazon.
I've seen
it's really good.
Parts of it, but I've not seen the whole thing.
Really good.
Yeah.
So is he back in shape again?
I don't know.
I'm not
but
expecting
his,
to look like that. But.
How? Let me, I have to do more. I'm not prepared for this conversation. We'll get back to it.
All right. So we'll get into that, like what movies you would like to see made into a sequel and what's your plot?
Like, I couldn't. What would you do? What would you think? What would you like to see?
I mean, I'd love to know what happened to Andy Dufresne in Red in Shawshank Redemption.
Yes.
After they got the boat down at Zwan today. Like, what happened?
What happened? What happened?
Did they become
seriously? How often do you really look at a man's shoes?
Yeah. Do they become...
That movie is so good.
Do they turn to a life of crime? Do they actually not? I would love to know what happened to those
days. Is it too long? Too late, though? Well, I guess not. To have a sequel? It's not too late. Right. No.
If this was 1986...
I know. That's what I'm going
to
say.
Phone lines are hopping, though. Shay is going to do what sounds horrific to me, but maybe not to you. We go to Vic first. Hey, Vic.
Good morning. Deanne, I'm so excited to be talking to you. I love you and Peggy on Saturday.
Bless. Thank you so much.
So, Cap, about 3 years ago, my brother and I did Ragbri. Have you heard of that? Do you know what that is?
No clue.
No.
Okay, it's where you bike ride across Iowa the third week of July in the scorching heat. So, anyway, it's a huge thing.
Mm-hmm.
And every night then you stop in these little towns in Iowa, but you have thousands of people taking over these towns. So what you do is you rent space in somebody's yard to sleep. And then the people, when they find out that their town has been picked, there's a separate website where people go and register to sleep in their, to camp in their front yard. But then the people bring like showers in and porta potties. So like you just have these mass amounts of people camping in front yards. It was the best time I've ever had when I did that a couple years ago.
Now, I have friends who've done this, actually, and I do think because of the physical challenge of it, that would be a cool thing to experience. Plus, it would be so beautiful, right? Like, just open cut, right? It's pretty, right?
What are you looking at? Corn.
Very, very. It's well, Iowa's very hilly. So, you know, you're doing a lot of hills. But, yeah, Iowa's actually very beautiful. I drive from here to Colorado a couple times a year, definitely. And, like, Iowa's actually the very nice drive. So it's really lovely.
How do you even train for that? That's got to be
You
intense.
Really don't.
You
really don't.
You just
because
go.
You're stopping in all these other towns. I didn't, I mean, you know, I try to stay pretty active, but I didn't do actually any special training for it. And what you do is, because you stop in little towns along the way, and it's basically like drinking and biking. So you bike 20 miles, and then you stop and drink. And then you bike another 20 miles, and then you stop and you drink.
See, and I don't hate it now.
Well, you're with a team of people. So then you also have somebody driving the your truck, which carries all your supplies and stuff like that. So, like, you're driving, somebody's driving the back roads to get to the next town to meet everybody else. So people are taking breaks because maybe you're going to drive the truck, maybe somebody else is going to bike it, you know, and then you throw all your stuff in the back of the truck. I mean, it's nothing I would do all the time, but it was the best 4 days I've ever. I had such a good time.
It does sound fun. You described it perfectly.
Vic,
it does sound
have
fun.
A great holiday weekend.
Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Cap. Thanks, Dion. Take care, guys.
See
Bye.
You too. That's not, now, see, I'm not as opposed to that because of the physical exercise involved.
It would be cool to
That would be
to
a cool thing
challenge.
To do it one time.
Correct.
Not like an annual thing.
Correct.
Yeah.
312-332-3776. Phone lines are just lit. Ryan in Buffalo Grove. Hey, Ryan.
Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
How are
good.
You?
Excited for Maverick. Cannot wait. And actually packing for the Indy 500 right now. It's going to be my third year in a row. And then my stepdad and his friends are going on 29 in a row. So we actually camp in the campground. And they just literally mowed grass, and you kind of set up headquarters where, you know, we have a whole group of guys with campers and tents, and it's just a nonstop party. It's like literally a city pops up in a empty cornfield, and it is just unbelievably awesome. Everybody's enjoying it, partying, drinking, and having a good time. It's
is there
amazing.
A Ritz near there?
No, is there what?
A Ritz, a Four Seasons.
I think there's a Blazer.
A Marriott.
There's a Blazer.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, we have a group coming from Colorado, and they've got a portable shower and everything like that. The infield is even crazier. The infield is literally like an EDM festival.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't even care about the race. They're just in the infield just partying a little bit of a different way than the campground's partying. But it is unbelievable.
Ryan,
so,
thanks, man.
Time.
Appreciate
Have a
it.
Blast, Have a
good
Ryan.
Time.
Have so much fun.
EDM. I know what that means.
Yeah.
Electronic dance music.
Do you know why I know that, though? Peloton.
Yes.
I had to look it up. I was like, what's an EDM ride? What does that mean?
Right.
And I had to look it
it's
up.
One of the categories of the music. I just go classic rock.
Unbearable,
really. What?
I'm more of a pop.
What?
You're amazing, Cap, really.
Why?
What?
You're fantastic.
What?
No, I love that you guys looked it up because of the Peloton. You guys are something else, man. First you're ripping my music, then you're looking up EDM. This is fantastic.
I'm
if it's not Bruce Springsteen, it is not in Cap's wheelhouse.
The only reason I know anything about current music is because of Peloton. The end. Like, because that's where the only time I've... And when I'm on the Peloton, guess what I'm listening to in my actual ears? Sports talk radio. To
there
the surprise
go.
Of no one. That's
Correct.
What I do.
Correct. One ear there, one ear on the
here.
Music.
Right, right.
That's it.
Yeah.
312-332-3776. Coach Morgan. What's up, Coach?
Hey, Coach.
Hey, Cap. How you guys doing?
Good We're
morning.
Good. How are you?
Good morning.
Man, I'm so excited about Top Gun Maverick. When I went into the Air Force in 87, when I got to my school, and that was on the TV when I walked in the lobby. And ever since then, man, I love Top Gun. I'm like you, Cap, me and my wife. But my wife gets mad because she's like, oh, you've seen this 1,000 times. Why are we watching it again? And I just say, she's lost that loving feeling, baby.
That's it. Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. I love you. That's awesome.
Is Kelly McGillis in
the movie
this?
That I would love to see a remake, maybe, would be Forrest Gump. because at the end, I'm just trying to figure out what happened with the shrimp boat and everything. So that would be something that I would love to see.
That'd be
a sequel to.
Yeah, that's another great one. Coach, have a good weekend.
There's a new love interest in this new Top Gun. It's Jennifer Connelly, I think.
She's not in it.
She's cool. Yeah. She used to be with who? Affleck?
No, that was Jennifer Garner.
No, I know that. But who did Jennifer Connelly date?
I don't know. I'm not subscribed to People.
Oh, I don't know. I'd have to look that up. I just got a text from my father, who's listening in Sarasota, Florida. Good morning, Dad. Thank you for listening. He just admitted to me that he's never seen Top Gun. And I'm not sure he can stay in our family. I don't know. Now, I will give him one spot of grace. He was the lead pastor at our church in 1986. So perhaps he thought it wasn't quite the right thing for him to be watching at the time.
Oh, he needs to watch this
That's
movie.
That's what I'm saying, Dad. You have nothing else to do today. You need to watch this movie.
Yes.
The end. And thanks, Dad. Love you.
There you go. 312-332-3776. So Top Gun Maverick comes out tomorrow. What classic movie, what movie do you love that you go, it needs a sequel? 312-332-3776. Listen to us on ESPN 1100.3 HD2 and on the ESPN Chicago app. And watch us on Twitch at twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Be right back.
David Kaplan. Jonathan Hood. Welcome, fans. This is Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the new ESPN Chicago app.
I've actually full-on forgotten that this is a sports show.
Yeah, same
I'm
here.
Doing these deep dives on all these actors and stuff. It's fantastic.
I was in a sports meeting yesterday up at Northwestern.
Yes.
Their athletic facilities.
I was there yesterday, too.
Correct. I called you, and you're like, I'm like, where are you? I just left Northwestern. I'm just pulling up to Northwestern.
That's so crazy.
Because they kicked off sending their lacrosse team to the Final Four.
Yes, back to the Final Four. Man,
in Baltimore?
Yes.
Yeah.
That team is a dynasty.
Dynasty.
They're ridiculous.
But I got to meet their new athletic director.
Yes.
That's my son.
I know.
My new athletic director, their new athletic director, Dr. Derek Gregg, but Danny is in his element. Like, love Danny being our EP here for so many years.
Yeah.
Watching Danny operate in those meetings now.
Yeah.
He's got the long hair flowing, but he's got the sport coat on. Some people are blessed enough to get to their niche, like what they're born to do.
Yeah.
Danny was born to do what he's doing.
That's awesome to hear. I love that.
It was cool to watch.
I bet.
I'm just kind of hanging out.
What's cool about that is how he's kind of grown up in the station to this moment, right?
Correct.
Like, that's what's cool.
It's cool.
It's really cool.
It's fun to watch. So we had a good time. So thank you to the people up at Northwestern to tell
us
their
facility
story.
Is so ridiculous. That indoor field, it's so...
So he was telling us... Recently, the head of the Seahawks showed up. Could you take us through? This is the single best building in college sports.
It is.
He said, then it's somebody from, what did he say, Texas, Clemson, Alabama. Freaking Bama.
I mean.
We got to go to Northwestern and look at their building.
Cap, they took us through as members of the media when they were building it. And I remember walking through with hard hats on, seeing. And I'm like, this is crazy what their vision is. And then to see it all come to life.
It was insane. Fitz came around the corner. Yeah. There's Pat Fitzgerald. He's like, you like our building?
It's
insane.
It's insane. I got to see Fitz yesterday, too.
$200 million?
I mean, I don't know what it was.
I think it was $200 million. It's an insane advantage in recruiting. And he said pro and college university teams are all, the head people are coming in going, we want to build a building. We have to see what you have.
Yeah.
They're the number one facility in all of college athletics. It's incredible.
The facility and Fitz, sign me up. I have eligibility. I can play any sport. I'll do whatever they need me to do.
God bless them. It
That's
was
awesome.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Anyway, we were talking about Top Gun Maverick comes out tomorrow. I haven't been to a movie theater since the pandemic started.
I cannot believe that.
I'm not a huge going to the movies guy.
Okay.
But my kids always wanted to go.
Of course.
And they wanted to go. Like Thursday night, there'd be a midnight showing. You got school tomorrow.
Yeah.
No, we've got to go see whatever
is coming out.
Stupid comedy was coming out that we all loved. So we've done it. Now I want to go see Top Gun Maverick. So they want to go this weekend. We're going to be in Wisconsin. They're like, we're going to find a theater that has it. So hopefully we'll be able to see it.
Oh, you will.
I want a sequel to Draft Day.
That I, as a Browns fan, I am on board.
Wasn't that a good movie?
That was a great movie. I loved that movie.
See? Take that, JR.
I loved
that movie.
Morning,
Sonny.
Morning,
Sonny. Hey,
Sonny. Just telling Jelly Donut and the guys here my favorite Ray Jennings story because they're telling me we have not yet decided. I mean, we're not seriously considering anybody else, right?
And what are you doing, Sonny?
Just made a trade with the Seahawks.
For?
The number one pick.
What'd you give up? This year's one, next year's one, and the following year's one. Well, that's a lot.
I think we know the sequel is they're 3-13 and missed the playoffs, right? I mean...
Yeah, you're right. That's true. We do know the sequel.
Probably
that's
right.
Who the Browns are.
But that movie's so good.
I loved that movie. Absolutely.
Do you know
it.
The most ridiculous thing about that movie, and it stinks, is when Kevin Costner comes out of that room and he's like, who's picking next? You're the GM in the draft. You don't know who's picking next?
And then when he says, what's the name of that kid GM down in Jacksonville? You don't know who the other GMs are?
Yeah.
None of his staff members know either. They're like, oh, I don't know. Look at the TV. It's on in the war room. You're the GM. You should know who's picking next. What are we talking about?
Take a breath. Take a breath.
I hate it. It's infuriating. Every time I watch that movie, I've watched it like twice, that scene makes me want to put something through my television.
Do you know my boy Merkin texts me? It could be 11 at night, and I'll be in bed sleeping. Text comes in, draft day's on whatever channel. Thanks, Mark. And invariably, if it's a weekend, it's going back on.
I realized I do like that movie. I like Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
I do. I mean, I know that he's done some weird movies.
Yep.
Waterworld, wasn't that one?
That yeah, I never yeah, saw that, but they note. Lost a fortune on
yes,
that
movie. Yes, it was awful as far as I know.
I mean,
but
it wasn't
Robin
that
Hood?
Bad, actually.
Oh,
that
my gosh.
Waterworld movie wasn't that bad, actually.
Sorry. Robin Hood? Dances with Wolves?
Mm-hmm.
I'm Bull Durham.
Bull
last
Durham.
Night, I mean,
amazing.
You know that that's one of my favorite movies. I mean, last night I'm like rewatching all these scenes and laughing out. I mean, I might have to watch it today. That's how much I love that movie.
Yeah, I've been in the majors.
What? Yeah?
Where were you?
You've been in the show, man?
Yeah, I was in the show. I was in the show for 21 days once.
Wow.
21 greatest days of my life.
Pretty amazing. It's a great
the opening movie. Monologue. Is probably my favorite lines of the whole thing, the Church of Baseball.
Yeah.
And it's tremendous.
The greatest.
The greatest.
312-332-3776. Steve's out on the road. Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning. Love the show.
Appreciate
Thanks.
You.
So I'm, like everybody else, a huge fan of Top Gun. Love the music. My wife, on the other hand, I made her watch it once. And now if she ever hears the song, Take My Breath Away, it's like daggers coming out of her eyes at me.
No.
And I have to turn it off. Yeah, she hates all 80s movies. All cheesy, everything about them.
That's brutal.
I'm sorry.
It is. It's rough for a person who loves them so much. But for me, a sequel, I'd love to see Goonies 2. Maybe all their kids go on an adventure.
Yeah, that's not bad. My husband said that last night to me, Goonies 2.
I never saw Goonies 1.
I'm surprised you didn't have this discussion with your
movie.
Wife before you married her about her dislike for 80s movies.
I would have thought I tried. Get. I still haven't even got her to watch Breakfast Club.
Oh, my God. That's one
what?
Of the great movies.
It is.
Which,
it is.
By the way, would also make a great sequel.
Well,
find out what happens to those five,
yes.
right?
Thanks,
well,
Steve. Appreciate it.
Thoughts and prayers to Steve. She's not seen Breakfast Club.
Do you know where
Club?
Breakfast Club was shot?
Here.
At Maine North,
at Maine
High,
North.
High
yeah,
School.
I did know
yeah,
that.
Off a golf road.
Yeah.
294.
Wouldn't
yep.
the sequel to that just be like their kids going through the same things they went through? Like that's
yes, I would
when
watch
you remake
that.
Those movies, that's what. Like even Top Gun Maverick is about Maverick teaching Goose's kid.
Is that what it's about?
Yeah, that's Miles Teller plays. Miles Teller plays Goose's son. Yeah.
That's awesome. I didn't know either.
Me either. No clue. So what classic movie needs a sequel? Top Gun Maverick comes out tomorrow. You going to see it? 312-332-3776. Be right back.
Cap J Hood.
Follow on Instagram at Cap J Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Rolling on the Cap J Hood Show. Hoodie is on vacay. He'll be back on Tuesday. We're all off on Monday.
Feels like Friday.
It doesn't feel like Friday? A Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That's okay. I'm not 100%. Mad about it.
It's awesome.
It's awesome.
You got an eighth year okay, birthday
party tonight,
mm-hmm. for your daughter.
There are, I believe, 20 little girls coming to her birthday party.
Awesome.
I know. I'm very excited.
Awesome.
Birthdays are such a big deal in our house. Mm-hmm. It started when my kids turned one. They would wake up with balloons everywhere. And I just, it's their day.
It's their day.
I try to make it really special. And they look really, really look forward to it. But my husband always says, you always try to make it like it's their last birthday ever. And they're never, but I want them to remember it.
Correct.
Although, I have no recollection of my eighth birthday. You?
I do not.
Yeah, right? That's what I'm saying.
I'm sure we went to
a large investment for today.
I'm sure my dad took me, my brother, and, you know, four or five friends to a Cubs game.
Oh, that's great.
We did that a lot.
That's a great.
Remember we did a bowling one?
Yeah.
I remember one of my birthdays, I got my first album. It was Boston.
No way.
Nice.
That is nice.
Yeah.
Cap, that should have sent you on your way. What happened?
First concert, Alpine Valley, Aerosmith.
See, another nice show.
Okay, so yesterday, as I was taking the children to school, you and Sylvie were telling us the Sheryl Crow story.
Uh-huh.
I mean, my son didn't want to get out. He's like, Mom, you got to tell me. I'm like yelling at the radio, call the number live on the air. My son gets out. He's like, Mom, you have to tell me later if they call the number.
Right. Like, there's no way.
That was such a great story.
There's no way she's going to remember. But
you
18
remember?
Years, I do. Well, but
so
she's Sheryl Crow.
Yeah, that's
I'm just
true.
Some dude.
Like, that was such a good story.
Amazing.
I mean, that's amazing, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I came home. My wife's like, huh, your girlfriend's playing at Ravinia this summer, huh? You going?
I love like, Mindy.
Yeah. Actually, I may be working backstage that night.
And now is the moment I'm going to tell you.
312-332-3776. Sean's listening. Hey, Sean, what's up?
Hey, Cap, how you doing?
How you doing, man?
Listen to you guys every day. Honored to be on your show.
Appreciate you.
Maverick, I was in flight school for the military when Maverick came out, so pretty much stoked about the movie coming out this weekend.
Is it pretty accurate, the first one?
Yeah. I mean, there was some Hollywood going on, but it was a good time to see because, you know, I'm 21 years old, just putting on a uniform for the first time in my life and going to flight school. So it was pretty cool to see all that action.
Yeah.
So let me ask you a question. Shay got a call off the air from a member of the military who said, hey, I listen all the time. Tell Cap I want to take him up with the Blue Angels this summer.
I guarantee you he can make you throw up.
Yeah, I said that to Dion and Frank. I'm like,
I have no desire to get sick.
I really want to do this, but am I going to puke all over myself?
Yes, you are.
The answer is yes.
Sean, I'm not doing that.
And is it worth doing it?
Oh, absolutely. That is the most fun thing that you could possibly do in life.
And you're going to throw up? You're guaranteed?
Yeah, but for the 30 seconds of that, it's worth the 5 minutes of the rest.
All right, Cap. I got it. So we can't make this a topic yet, but we do want to talk about it at some point once we verify the legitimacy of this offer.
Right.
Because this is like a number one bucket list item for me. I don't know where it is for you, but if we can verify the legitimacy, this is something I think we have to do. It's radio gold.
So are there any tips, Sean, that you don't eat, make sure you do eat, take this, that will help?
Well, make sure you have something in your stomach, yes. Not fluid, though, because the fluid will slosh around and make it worse. But make sure you have some food in your stomach. Make sure you keep your head pressed against the headrest and hold on.
Wow.
And hold on.
Do they at least give you a bag so you don't puke all over your flight suit?
You won't be able to grab the bag.
No.
Wow.
Okay. All right. True story. I would rather go camping.
I think I want to do this.
I want to get to the next thing because I got to go.
Yeah.
The remake.
Yeah.
You got to date it 2016. And you obviously know why. And it's got to be Ferris Bueller's Day Off with Ferris and his son.
That'd be really cool. That's a great movie.
Sean, thanks for your service, man. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Have a great day.
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
That's it. That's a great movie.
That's a great movie. You know, and I love seeing our city.
Risky
like that.
Business.
I've never seen Risky Business.
Oh, my God.
Do I have things to do today now?
Yes.
Okay.
That movie's so good.
Is it?
So good.
Okay.
The chase scene around Highland Park alone is fantastic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or the scene with his dad's Porsche. Is it a Porsche?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. I'll find Risky Business today.
Spectacular.
Okay, there is no substitute.
That's a tremendous movie.
Do you know the movie that I love that was filmed in our city? My Best Friend's Wedding.
Never saw it.
Julia Roberts?
Never saw it.
Oh, my gosh. One of my favorites.
How about that?
That's really good.
Fawn scum. Well, lower, actually. I'm like the fungus that feeds on fawn scum.
Lower. The pus that infects the mucus, that cruds up the fungus, that feeds on the pond scum.
It's a great movie. It's a great movie.
Curtis in Farmington. Hey, Curtis.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning.
Morning.
How is everyone today?
Good.
Good. How are you?
Yep. So, first of all, I'd like to say thank you for reading my animal story a couple days ago.
Oh, that was incredible.
Love it. So, my movie would be Return of the Dragon with Bruce Lee versus Chuck Norris. I don't know if y'all seen it, but it's a classic, classic movie. That would be the sequel. And the sidebar, may I please approach?
Yes, brought to you by Ankin Law, 3126 million for Howard Ankin.
So, you know, Cap, I've been hankering for Lou Malnati pizza here in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
I've been waving that flag for a long time, but my arm's getting weary, and I really, really, I don't want to go back to Gerardino's. So, what's the status?
Tastesofchicago.com. You'll have it at your door in 24 hours.
I want to go to the store, though. Y'all talk about the salad and everything, and the salad dressing is so good. I want to go to the actual restaurant.
All right, let me work on that when I see my wife later.
Thank you so much, man.
Have a great day, man.
Have a great day.
Great weekend. Appreciate you. 312-332-3776. Shot or no shot is in exactly 2 minutes. And don't forget Wintrust, a proud sponsor of the Wintrust Crosstown Series on the White Sox Radio Network. Wintrust is Chicago's bank member. FDIC, be right back.